Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is apparently up to his old tricks. After he lost a referendum back in 2000, Mugabe encouraged militants to drive white farmers off their land. Well, 10 days ago, there were elections in Zimbabwe, which Mugabe has virtually conceded that he didn't win. Sure enough, he's called on Zimbabweans to defend land they had seized from white farmers. John Warswick is chief executive of the organization known as Justice for Agriculture. He says ruling party thugs are escalating their invasions of white-owned farms.
We're talking about 100 to 150 people pitch up on the farm, shouting and screaming, waving axes and spears, and they carry drums with them. They break down the gates and the doors, and even into the homestead. They essentially lay siege to the family in their home. And it's a case of beating drums and threatening the family through the windows and creating a very unpleasant, lawless situation, demanding that the farmers leave the farm immediately. Farmers are being given between 4 and 10 hours to leave.
And in this case, the farm is also the home. It's not just a workplace, but the family lives there.
Well, it's not just the farming family, Lisa. We're talking about 150 families, worker families on each farm. We're talking about them being evicted as well.
So what happens if the farmer calls the police?
Well, these farmers have been calling the police on an hourly basis, and the police are making all sorts of excuses why they shouldn't attend. The police have obviously been told to stand back and not to react.
The police are acting in concert with the war veterans who are taking over these white-owned farms. Are they all operating under the directive of President Mugabe, or are they exploiting the very difficult and tenuous situation there right now with the election still in flux?
No, it's very obvious that this is well orchestrated, and it's being driven from the very top. Farmers in this country and farm workers have been under continuous attack over the last 8 years, but we have escalations in it, and this is a profound escalation.
There's a quote you probably heard from Zimbabwe's Herald newspaper, a quote by President Mugabe, who said that black Zimbabweans cannot afford to retreat in the battle for land. Land must remain in our hands and not slip back into the hands of whites. What was your reaction when you heard that quote?
Well, we've had black commercial farmers also affected by this over the years, and even in this program since the election. So it's a fallacy that it's a case of just whites. It's anyone who's perceived as any form of opposition. It's a case of either you're for or against.
At this point, what is your main concern as the election continues to be in flux, the results continue to be in flux?
Our concerns right now is that this is an escalation in the breakdown of rule of law in the country, and I think it's a situation that's deliberately created, the country being driven into a state of anarchy, and the next step in it will be to declare a state of emergency and possibly martial law. Well, for all intents and purposes, the country has been under military rule for the last 2 years anyway, so this would be a formalization of that and a total abandonment of the rule of law and democracy as has been voted for by the population of this country.
But I wonder why, since you lost your farm 8 years ago, you continue to stay in the country, as have other white landowners there as well.
Well, it's a simple question that to answer. This is home to all of us, black and white Zimbabweans. I know no other home, and we hold out hope for better days in this country and have good reason to hold on to that hope in terms of the population of this country, and they are a very passive, hard-working, industrious population and certainly deserve a lot better. And I think that's the hope of all Zimbabweans as reflected in this recent election.
Well, thank you again for speaking with us. John Warswick, Chief Executive Officer of the group Justice for Agriculture. Also, I know you describe yourself as a prematurely retired farmer since you lost your farm 8 years ago. John Warswick joined us from Harare, Zimbabwe. Thank you very much.
Lisa, thank you very much indeed.